Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday morning, the 12th of June, 2018. And with all this preoccupation with the talk about the statehood of Israel and the rebuilding of the temple and on the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem, we need to be reminded that Zion is a term that's used. There's spiritual Zion, and then there's the false Zionist churches. And I've entitled this, The Lord Buildeth Up Zion. Zion's walls will stand forever because God has built her up. He has suffered greatly for her, having drunk of the most bitter cup. Her walls are sustained by the greatest architect of all time, secured by the purchase of the most sublime. She's been maligned, attacked, ridiculed, and cast down. But her master builder holds the scepter and wears a crown. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and sustains her with love. Sent from the Father from heaven above. Zion's walls will stand forever. Her walls are secure, and God's blood-bought people will be eternally secure. Well, that's a little different than what is propagated by the Zionist churches, promoting dispensational theology that the Jews come up some other way, but they're not blood bought. And so, as this false message and false church escalates and becomes more and more prominent, God's remnant will become more and more distinct and separate. You know? That's the nature of God's remnant, because they come out from false church. Excuse me. They realize that Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. And we're looking for a heavenly kingdom. We're looking for the new Jerusalem that cometh down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for a bride. And there's a lot of people that want to try to make the church distinct from the bride, and the kingdom distinct from the bride, the kingdom age, and a lot of scriptures only applicable to the Jews and not to the bride. And anyway, this is kind of when they start changing the application for the Word of God, make it apply to different people, and that they also change the Word of God itself, and they start using all these corrupted versions and everything. Just think where we would be without the Word of God. We'd be stumbling around without a compass for our feet, and Satan would then be much more able to us deceived. But we have the Word of God to guide our every step and give us direction in this very evil place. Through the prophets, apostles, and Christ, a written precept, study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the Word of truth, not like Schofield rightly dividing the Word of truth. And without it, we would be most certainly confused. thank you, Lord, for providing for us the Word of God. Without it, I know not what we would do, but with it we have sweet communion with you. Well, you know, why do you think that, what is behind all this propagation of Israel? What's behind that? You thought about it? Well, I can tell you what's behind it. The false church. The Lord loves His children forever. And everlasting love means His love He will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amid all the strife. Whatever His children go through, He's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before His Father, too, when we don't know how to pray. He's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and He will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to Him if we were not His daughters and sons. For they are adopted into His family. This work is already done. Well, whatever we do all to the glory of God, whether it be making coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas. We are His people, His blood-bought children, and this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily tasks seem mundane, that's for sure, but God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're one of God's sheep, He wants you to know that He will never leave you or forsake you, regardless of where you are or what your task you're doing. His Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of His eternal love, having been given to Him by His Father from the throne from up above. Many today will give you their word of things they are going to do. But many times we find out what they have said is not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted. He cannot lie. What He speaks out of His mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away. If I go away to prepare a place for you, I will return again. It's wonderful to know these words He spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in His Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance we can know so. Well, there are certain things that the Arminians and the dispensationalists don't like. And one of them is this concept of original sin. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son, the work of Christ to do, dying on the cross. That work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as He hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for, and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior, who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Well, one does not have to be a rocket scientist to understand the gospel is really a simple plan. But to understand it and embrace it, one must be born again. The wisdom of this world is foolishness and leads man to hell, but the knowledge of God and Christ has to be revealed. But God hath chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why men look so good in his own eyes. But to those who are born again, our flesh we despise. No, one does not have to be a rocket scientist to be born again. This is the work of the Spirit being wrought in him. This spiritual understanding in ourselves we never could afford, but Scripture tells us, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Well, I want to end tonight, or this morning, with this thought, every day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul. To know the future my Savior controls. There's no worrying about what will happen to me or my family. Because he holds the world in the palm of his hands, he's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that what happens, he has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. God bless.